Welcome to the Living Your Best Life podcast, where we delve into the meaning of living your best life and provide practical insights on how to achieve that. Join me, Sam Wild, life coach, mentor, and guide, committed to helping you reach your full potential and living your best life. As you prepare to listen, take a moment to center yourself. Take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and clear your mind. Let's begin.
Hello and welcome to episode number 5 of my Being Human Being podcast. My name's Sam Wild and I'm a coach. And I wake people up. Somebody asked me a couple of weeks ago, Sam, what is it that you actually do? And I've always struggled to answer that because people come from it to me with varying problems and I really get it. You know, most people say find a niche, find out what it is you actually do, what problem do you solve, who do you solve it for, and so on and so forth. But I found that my coaching practice has grown sort of organically through referrals and I haven't really needed to niche. But somebody said to me, what is it that you actually do? And my reply to that is I wake people up. I wake people up just to the truth of their experience. Where are their feelings coming from? What's the truth behind those feelings? Where are your thoughts coming from? What is the truth behind those thoughts? Where are you really stuck? Not where do you think you're stuck, but where are you really stuck? What is it that you really want? Not what you think you can get, but what is it that you really want? So I was doing a live, as I always do at 7:30 on a Sunday night, into my group on Facebook, Wake the F Up, which you are more than welcome to join if you're listening to this and anything resonates. It's a free group, and I put in a ton of content because I personally believe that we should all have access to good quality content. And I was doing a live into my group last night and, you know, on the subject of where do we really struggle? Where do you struggle? Where do we really honestly get stuck? And it's, for me as a coach, not really very often. It's not really very often that someone comes to me actually stuck where they think they are. They're not really stuck where they think they are. The solutions to their problems and their perceived problems aren't where they're looking. A short while ago, I was coaching somebody who came to me talking about weight loss. They said their exact words were, I want to lose weight, but I've tried everything. I've literally tried everything, Sam. I've tried the fat clubs. That was her words, not mine. All of the fat clubs, she said. I've been a member of some sort of diet club since I was in my late teenage years. Bearing in mind, she's in her 50s now. Sam, I've tried everything. I've run out of willpower, I struggle with motivation, I just can't do it. And it sounds odd, but I love it when people come to me in that position, because I know that it's possible. I know that you can get what you want to get. You've just got to look in the right place. You've got to understand the truth of your experience. And I said to her, I will only work with you if we don't talk about nutrition, if we don't talk about exercise. Let's look to the truth of your experience. The human body is exceptionally clever. It will look after itself when we allow it to. The human mind's the same. But we get so caught up in our thinking about what we should do, what we shouldn't do, what we want to do, what we don't want to do, what we have to do, what we don't have to do. We rely on motivation and willpower to carry us through a problem that doesn't require motivation and willpower. The truth of your experience is that it will look after itself. So we spent 3 months working together, and sure enough, within that 3 months, my client began to lose weight. And interestingly, she said, I've done it without really having to even think about it. And her words were that it was a relief not to have to keep stressing over the scales and what she was going to eat that day and what she was going to do that weekend and how she was going to counterbalance the calories and all this sort of stuff. It's a fascinating process. It also reminds me of something that I've been experiencing fairly recently. You see, when I was younger, I was about 13 years old, 14 years old, and I was in a drinking culture, alcohol. I was playing rugby and my coaches and all the parents used to have a drink. And so we started to drink too, drink alcohol. Didn't see any harm in it at the time. And I just have very, very fond memories of that time in my life. But unknowingly, I'd created habits. Habits are born from a need of the subconscious. The subconscious is there to look after us in that respect. It's a safety mechanism, survival mechanism. The subconscious creates habits, repetitive behaviours to take us back to peace of mind, to clarity, to calm as quickly as possible. That's what they're there for. We can use habits very, very well, but they can also work against us very often. And so as I got older, I'm now 36 years old, and when I was about 35, I realised that I have these habits that I never question. I struggle with my health in some respects. I mean, I'm very healthy, but I struggle. What I mean by that is I struggle to be consistent. I was struggling to be consistent with my nutrition or my weight, my mood, my tiredness, that sort of stuff. Very minor, but I was very aware of it. So I started to question all of those things that stopped me feeling what I wanted to feel, to have what I wanted to have, which was just a healthy, energized, lean, functioning body. One of the things that came up was alcohol. And I had never even considered that I had a need for alcohol. Not once, not ever. I very rarely drink. You know, I might drink 2 or 3 times a month at most. And even then, I'm only drinking 2 or 3 drinks. I'd never considered that I had what I would call a problem with alcohol. It was so conditioned into me that alcohol was so acceptable that only people that you see on park benches drinking out of a paper bag are alcoholics. I was so far removed from that I didn't even consider that I might have a problem with alcohol. And this very much goes along the lines of other people I've coached with, say, you know, sugar addiction or smoking or, you know, whatever else. Once we know the truth of our experience, we can make conscious choices. But the subconscious mind is so powerful that if we don't understand why we create habits in the first place and why they're there, they're very hard to consciously break. We're going to rely on willpower and motivation, and we're going to struggle with that. We put strategies in place, we try the newest program, and we wonder why it doesn't work that well, if ever. So what I did is something that I do with my clients quite often, is that we'll identify the habit, and in my case it was alcohol. We'll talk about why we need it. Why do we think we need it? Why does our subconscious need this? And like we said, the subconscious needs and the conscious wants. And in order for us to get what we want, we need to align the two, in my experience. And this is just my experience, guys, remember. So I wrote down all my needs for alcohol, and it was surprising. Confidence. At weddings, parties, social gatherings. I would consider myself a fairly introverted person. And the need for confidence is why I used to drink. And ironically, alcohol lowers your inhibitions, which actually negates the need for confidence in the first place. So it's not giving you confidence at all. And it certainly doesn't allow you to show up to your life where you're at. It just hides it. And actually made it worse for me. Boredom is another one. I have a very busy mind sometimes with my business and with my work, and I'm always thinking about my clients and how I can best support them. And so when I have a quiet mind or a time to relax, the result of that feels like boredom because I should be doing more work, so I would drink. It stopped me relaxing. Even though I thought it was relaxing me, that was the habit, that was the unconscious thought process. It didn't relax me, it made me more stressed. I didn't sleep properly. My body wasn't functioning properly. The other ones for me were just purely habit. Friday, Saturday night. Oh, I won't drink this week. Oh, it gets to Friday, Saturday night. Oh, I'll just have one or two. Monday comes around. Oh, why did I drink? I feel like crap. And so it goes. And then what I do with my clients is the same as I did with myself back then, is what do I want to drink? Let's list why I want to drink. And honestly, I couldn't think of any. the only one that came to my mind was it's just fun. It's just fun. It just allows me to relax, have fun, and just have a laugh where I otherwise wouldn't. And I've come to realise through not drinking, it's wholly untrue. If anything, I have more fun. Because I'm more aware. I have more fun. I can have a proper laugh with my friends and my family. And not just forget and feel tired in the afternoon, which I usually would do. And this is coming from somebody who doesn't really drink much. And this isn't to create guilt or to make you think about giving up things. It's not to do with that. It's just to share that once I'd done that, once I'd realized the truth of my experience, now, whenever my mind is busy and it goes to play out a habit that's there to serve me, I make a conscious choice as to what might serve me better. Maybe in that moment, I'm totally unaware and I'll just play out the habit as usual, which is okay. But that awareness allows us to create something different, the truth of our experience. And it's the same with anything. If a client comes to me with a multi-million pound business and they're stuck and they're not sure what to do next, they have a problem with staff, with relationships, you take them back to truth of their experience. Clarity. The answers follow. Like we said, weight loss, relationships, whether it's stress, anxiety, depression, truth of the experience will always create a level of freedom and clarity. And don't get me wrong, this isn't I understand now, that's it, I'm never going to experience these things again. It's a process. I've had coaching now on and off for about 8 years, maybe more. Spent a lot of money. But every single penny has been worthwhile. More so than any other program. For that exact reason, that it takes me back to my truth. To what it is that I know to be true. I don't rely on anyone outside of me or anything to create that clarity anymore. Other than someone just to gently point me back to truth sometimes. So a question I have for you, just on the end of this chapter, at the end of this episode really, is where are you asleep? Where could you do with being woken up? What is it that you want that you're not getting or don't feel that you can? What is holding you back from that? I'm always very honest and open with the clients that I work with and with my group that I'm in and all the other Facebook groups and LinkedIn groups that I do lives and interviews and all the rest of it. Is that if anyone ever feels truly ready to create the change that they've been wanting to create, if you're stuck, you feel stressed or frustrated, that's not a natural state of being, you'd benefit from a conversation. And when you're ready, if and when you're ready, you can join my group, Wake the F Up, and we can begin a dialogue and you can absorb the content. Or you can email me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. And I'll gift you a session. I'll gift you some time. No sales. Just coaching. And we can begin to make the changes that you want to make. The only disclaimer I ever have on that conversation is that it's not for the faint of heart. It's not for those that aren't ready to put the work in. Because don't get me wrong, there is work to put in. This isn't a taxi ride. So that's it from me, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I've really enjoyed recording it, actually. It's felt like it's really flowed for me today. So that's it. Lots of love to you all, and I'll speak to you in the next one.
Thank you for joining me on the Living Your Best Life podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action towards your goals and your dreams. To learn more about how I can support you on your journey, please visit my website at www.samwildcoaching.com, and that's wild with an E. To connect with me directly, you can get in touch with me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you in the next one.